Good morning. I hope Orion is not listening right now because we all know how he feels about milk substitutes. As the Big O often said, I've milked a lot of cows in my life, but I've never milked an almond or an oat. Still, fake milk is a huge multi-billion-dollar business. Oatly, a company which, as you would guess, makes oat milk, filed its IPO to go public, and its investors, like another Big O, Oprah, are likely to make a pile of money when that IPO drops. Oatly sells for about $10 a gallon. Almond milk is about $12. Pretty pricey. Or you can make your own.
If you make fresh, non-dairy milk in our Milkmaid, that's an incredible savings, you know?
Megan Lynn is the product developer with My Chef Wave, which makes Milkmaid, a countertop appliance that looks a lot like a coffee maker. There's a photo on our website. Just search for The Business of Food.
You have a water tank in the back of the machine, and at the top of the machine, you have a compartment where you throw in all the ingredients. Let's say, for example, we're making almond milk today. Then you throw in 8 almonds, you close the lid, and you basically hit the almond milk program, and it does all the work for you. And it cleans itself after it's done.
Come on now. Only 8 almonds to make 20 ounces of milky substance?
I know. It sounds unbelievable.
There are other brands of these machines ranging up to $500. The Milkmaid by Chef Wave goes for about $200. I haven't tried any of the machines, but if you and your family use a lot of fake milk, then maybe the math works for you. Just don't call that liquid milk, or Orion will not be happy. At the Chicago Board of Trade, the strong bull market continues for grains and oilseeds. Kind of unusual for late April, say the analysts. Weather fundamentals remain about the same, so buckle up. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature, this is National Shrimp Scampi Day. Sauté the garlic and the lemon and the butter, and oh boy. That's The Business of Food on 720 WGN.